I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our monthly message for August of 2021, which is Hidden Sources of Profit. We're actually going to be discussing this concept that God has treasures. He has treasures that he has hidden for us, sources of profit that he has hidden for us, not from us, but he has hidden them for us. We're going to be taking a special communion today, believing that God is going to begin to reveal these things to us. He's going to help us to find these hidden sources of profit in our lives so that we can do his will. We can walk out his will in our lives. And we're going to be believing we receive that today as we take communion. But we're going to get started with prayer. And we're going to pray, if you've been following along with us, we're going to pray a new prayer today coming from Colossians chapter 1. We're going to start in verse 9. And this is the Apostle Paul praying. And he says, "For this reason, since the day we have heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you." And here's what we're going to pray. Heavenly Father, we just continually ask that you would fill us with the knowledge of your will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that we may live lives that are worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work and growing in the knowledge of you, Father, being strengthened with all power, according to your glorious might, so that we might have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to you, Father, who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of your holy people in the kingdom of light. For you have rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son that you love, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. Amen. So this is a new month. We're getting ready. Tomorrow is August 1st, or it might be, as you're watching it today, is August 1st. And every new month is like a fresh start. Every new month is like a fresh start. So I want to just take a second to evaluate yourself, evaluate the last month. And you can go through a few areas. You want to take a second to pause the recording and you can begin to write some of these things down. But I want to go through a few areas first that you can begin to examine yourself and evaluate yourself before we get into our time of communion today. So the first one is, we just read it. We've been released from the darkness, transferred into the light, into the kingdom of God's dear Son. He's qualified us to share in the inheritance of Jesus. But that comes through the forgiveness of sins. That comes through forgiveness and releasing of those sins, releasing the darkness. And so the first question is, have we received that from God? Are we walking in the light? And then are we giving ourselves that same grace and forgiveness? Because it has to flow through us, out through us into other people. So we have to give ourselves that same grace and mercy and forgiveness for the ways that we feel like we've missed it. We've not lived up to our own expectations. And then that forgiveness has to flow through us to other people. Where we're releasing things. We're not hanging on to them. We're letting go of the things that people have done to us, the ways that we feel they have wronged us. We're letting go of those things and walking in continual forgiveness. That's how we begin to walk in the light. And I don't think we can find these hidden sources of profit when we're in the darkness. We have to walk in the light to find these things. And then what are some things that you're grateful for that have happened over the last month? Maybe ways you've seen God come through, just things you're grateful for over the last month. And what progress did you make over the last month? What are the steps forward that you took? It's good to celebrate those testimonies and steps forward that you've taken, to look how far you've come over the last month. If you've been executing and following along with us in our daily communions, we've been talking a lot about executing and doing the things that you know to do. If you've been doing that, you've probably come a long way in the last month, and it's good to look back at how far you've come. And then how are you doing in your emotions? Our emotions are indicators giving us feedback of what's going on in our heart, where our focus and attention are. And it's a good time to just evaluate your peace and your joy. And if there was anything that was stealing your peace and your joy or causing you frustration or all these types of things, those are all areas to bring to God. Receive his forgiveness, because we're supposed to cast all of our cares upon him because he cares for us. Receive that forgiveness for those areas. Maybe we're stressing and worrying and toiling away. Receive that forgiveness and then ask him for his help. Ask him for his help cultivating what he put on the inside of you. He already gave you his peace and his joy and his love and his goodness and his grace on the inside of you. Ask him for help cultivating that and seeing it flow through you in greater levels. I believe you'll pray that very simple prayer. You're going to see a shift literally in one day in how you respond to things that are coming at you in your life. And then as we look out over the next month, what are the things that you know to do? If you're just listing out some things, there might be some administrative things, things that you need to get done around the house, things you need to get done in your workplace. And those are usually things that we need to do to be a good steward of where we are in the current level. But then if you take a couple minutes to get still, what are the things that you want to do? What are those new things that God is stirring in you that you want to do, that you're excited and motivated and bring joy to you to do, those things that you want to walk in? And we have to have both of those, the things that need to get done and the things that we want to get done, that God is prompting and stirring in our lives. And then what are your learning lessons over the last month? What did you learn? I want you to think about two areas. Number one, what corrections and adjustments did you make in what you're currently doing that God was prompting you to make? And then what are the new things that God is up to, the new things he's teaching you, the new things he's training you, the new directions he's showing you in your life? And he might be directing you to maybe some of these hidden sources of profit, might be the direction that he's leading you. So this morning, I just woke up, and as I was waking up, I almost had like, I could see it in my mind, this vision, almost like a book I was looking at. And it said, hidden sources of profit on it. Hidden sources of profit. Now that I was getting up, I was getting moving. I'm like, all right, Lord, I know you're showing me something about this hidden sources of profit. What is it you're trying to show me? And he began to show me, hey, this is the message for the month. This is the message for the month. I'm thinking, is this our daily communion message for the day? He said, no, this is the message for the month of August, hidden sources of profit. So let's take a look at some scriptures on this. Isaiah 45, 17 through 18. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord, your God, who what? Who teaches you to profit, who leads you in the way you should go. Oh, that you had paid attention to my commandments. So what he's saying here, if you'll pay attention to me, you'll follow my leading, you'll follow my direction. I'm the Lord. I'm going to teach you how to profit. I'm going to teach you how to find these hidden sources of profit. Deuteronomy 33, 19. They will call the peoples to a mountain, and there they will offer sacrifices of righteousness, for they will feast on the abundance of the seas and the hidden treasures of the sand. Notice, hidden treasures of the sand and the abundance of the sea. Things that are hidden in the sea, those are hidden in there as well. These are treasures that have been hidden, and they have not been hidden from you. They've been hidden for you, is the thing God keeps reiterating to me over and over. They've been hidden for you to find at just the right time. This is Isaiah 45. Verses 1 through 3. This is God talking about and to King Cyrus. Now, the interesting thing is that this was written about Cyrus a long time. I forget how long, maybe hundreds or a long time, hundreds of years, maybe before Cyrus was ever even born. God prophesied this. God wrote this about him before he was ever even born. And they began to show this to him when he became king. The Israelite, the Jewish people showed this to him. And I just read a story today that said the day that he sent the people to go rebuild the temple in Jerusalem, he went back into Babylon and he found stores and stores and stores of gold and silver that were buried under some places in Babylon. He found hidden treasures stored in secret places, as we're going to see here. Literally the day that he did this. And what did Cyrus do? Cyrus helped to set God's people free, and he prompted them to go back and to build God's house, to restore God's house. Cyrus was prompting the people to be set free and to restore God's house. And this is what it says here, Isaiah 45. This is what the Lord says to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I take hold of to subdue nations before him and to strip kings of their armor, to open doors before him so that gates will not be shut. I will go before you and will level the mountains. I will break down gates of bronze and cut through bars of iron, and I will give you hidden treasures, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord. Now notice, why is he going to give this to him? Why is he going to reveal these hidden treasures, these hidden stores of profit? So that you would know that he is the Lord. You would know. He would confirm. In the Old Testament, it says, I'm going to give you the power to get wealth. Why? To confirm my covenant with you. So that we would know him. He would establish and confirm his covenant with us. That he is the Lord, the God of Israel, who summons you by name. This is Jesus talking in one of his parables in Matthew 13. He says, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure. What? Treasure hidden. Treasure hidden in a field. And when a man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy, he went and sold all he had and bought that field. He says also, it's like a pearl of great value. And the guy goes and sells everything he has and buys that pearl of great value. So I'm believing that this month of August, God's going to begin to reveal to us some hidden sources of profit, some hidden treasures, some riches stored in secret places. And the last several days, we've been on this theme, and it wasn't my idea. God's just been prompting it. We've been talking about money, money and finance, about how money is a magnifier. About there's two paths we can take in life. We can seek God and honor God and magnify God and focus on relationships and building our relationship with God and with people and making other people great to magnify God, to make his name great and to make the people around us great. We can use money and worldly resources to make friends and build relationships, to magnify God and to make other people great. Or we can focus on the money. And we're not rich on the inside to God. We're not rich in our relationship and our connection with God. And when we focus on the money, it just magnifies the issues and problems in our lives even more. If you're already sad or depressed, it just makes you more sad and depressed. If you got vices like drugs or alcohol, it just magnifies them and makes them worse. If you got bad habits, it just magnifies them and makes them worse. But if you're someone who's seeking to walk out God's purposes and plans for your life and grow in your relationship with him, these hidden treasures are just going to magnify that even more. So we're just going to take a very simple communion today. Communion is an opportunity for us to receive promises from God. To say, you know what, this is a turning point in time, a marker in the sand. I'm going to be receiving this from God. That God's got some hidden treasures that have been hidden for me in my life. Some hidden treasures have been hidden for me in my life. And that God's going to begin to reveal them to us soon and very soon. So every time we take communion, it's just done with awe, wonder, and reverence and delight for what God and Jesus have done for us. He loved us so much. He was willing to send his one and only son to die for us. So we could be brought back to him. We could have peace with him. We could be right with him. We could have a relationship with him. We could know him so we would know him better. Jesus said, this is eternal life, that they would know you, God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent. That Jesus opened the way for us to have that covenant relationship with God. And that's the most important thing. The money can just magnify that relationship even more because it gives us the opportunity to do more and more good in the world, to build more and more relationships with people. It's also this opportunity to just meditate that nothing is impossible with God. The Psalms tell us to meditate on God's mighty works, that nothing is impossible with him. He's got these hidden treasures and he knows where they are. I believe it says God's given us purpose and grace in Christ Jesus before time ever began. He already had a plan. He already stored these away from you. He's had them stored, waiting for the perfect time to release them to you. So we're just going to be believing that we receive that today. And it all comes out of just his love for us and our relationship with him that came through Jesus. So Father, we just thank you for that. Just this opportunity to grow in the grace and knowledge of you and Jesus. We just thank you for that opportunity. We thank you for these hidden treasures, these hidden sources of profit that you have for us. We're just asking for them now, Lord. And Father, we just thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. He said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he said this very simple thing. Take it. Receive it. Receive what? That Jesus makes you right with God. That you have his blessing and favor on your life. And the Apostle Paul says, every time we take communion, an important aspect of communion, these symbols represent, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus. And that death of Jesus is a big deal, because in the case of a will or an estate plan, nothing happens until you prove the death. Every time we're proclaiming his death, we're proclaiming the inheritance that was given to us. And part of that is these hidden treasures. It says, in Christ, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden. That's part of the treasure. But he's also got some riches stored in secret places for us, I believe, as well. And then we're going to believe God's going to begin to lead us to them and to open our eyes to the opportunities that are around us already. Father, we just thank you for this bread and what it represents. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this cup and what it represents. And we just ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the cup and said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light, into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And when we're in the light, we can see. We're connected to God now. This covenant relationship with him. Father, we just thank you for this cup and what it represents. In Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's simply about walking it out. How are you going to find these treasures? These hidden sources of profit? You're not going to be able to find them on your own. It's going to be a gift of grace that God's going to give you. You stay tuned into his leading. Follow his leading. Follow those nudges he's given you on the inside. He's going to lead you to these hidden treasures, the riches stored in secret places, these hidden sources of profit in your life. And notice, what did Cyrus do to set his people free? To build his house. To seek first the kingdom of heaven. And all these things will be added to you. That's our focus, is on him. And we can use these worldly possessions as a way to magnify God with our lives and to make the people around us great and to build relationships. That's the purpose of them. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.